actually made menu changes, so it was considered a success. So I kept going, and after that, I went to a restaurant. You might have heard about the story at Antler. So Antler was the next protest. Are you aware of what happened there?
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay, so Antler became worldwide press because the owner of Antler lost his cool, and he brought a deer leg to the counter where customers normally sit, and he started cutting it up in front of activists, and that made press all over the world, at which point I started the organization Grass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember actually seeing a photo of this, or there's definitely, I remember the image of it. Animals as opposed to just that we're all life in a way.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, in Toronto, it's I actually have a dog walking business, so I see firsthand how much people love their dogs, which is fantastic, but, you know, these people will do anything for their dog, yet they'll eat a pig and a chicken, a cow, all those other animals, and that's discrimination, and that's really what speciesism is, because the cow is no different than the dog. If you go to a farm sanctuary, you see the cows playing with dogs.
Yeah.
Yet we're saying we'll care for one and we'll exploit the other.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you had people coming from a little bit all over the place for this protest.
Yes.
So where were people from? Because I'm in Kitchener here, so I heard it via social media even that you guys were doing this protest. So I'm just curious.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Okay, yeah. No, we get activists. It's a really amazing community, and, you know, of course, we have some people that are local, but there's so much passion because, you know, a lot of us have been to the slaughterhouse and we see firsthand what these animals experience, and that definitely fuels the fire. So we have people that come from London, Ontario, and, you know, so that's west, and we have people from east, and we have an activist that sometimes comes from Detroit because there's not as much going on there. So certainly from all surrounding areas.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for those people.
Do you guys have a website?
So we don't actually have a website. It's all on Facebook and Instagram. It's all social media. There's not an actual website at this point.
Cool. So what is the name of your Instagram?
So it's Grass Toronto on Instagram. Yeah, and so that's Instagram, and on Facebook there's an actual page, the Grass Toronto page.
Okay, nice. Wow. So how many protests have you planned or organized?
We will do it. You mean how many have I planned in the past?
Well, like in general. Because this isn't your first protest.
No. Well, I've been protesting. I've really only been an activist for under 2 years, and right from the start, I planned protests, and it actually all began with dairy awareness, and I just went from there. So I've planned, at Antler, we were going weekly for almost a year, just to give you an idea of how often we're out there, and we're all vegans, and it's sort of ironic that people say, oh, you privileged vegans, yet we're outside freezing in the cold while everybody's going in for their dinner. So we're pretty committed to being out there raising awareness for the animals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really amazing. And it's kind of I know in the past people have protested, likely the same restaurant that you guys are at now, but I believe it was Canadian Horse Defense Coalition in the past that has been there. Regarding
yes.
The horses,
which is amazing. I only found out after I'd booked the protest, but that's fantastic that other people had been there before.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because we were always asking, I mean, people who advocate for horses, we wonder, like, where does the horse meat disappear to? Because horse slaughter in Canada is, the 100,000 or so horses every year, where the majority come from the United States, the horse meat does go somewhere, right?
Exactly, exactly. And horse meat, it's amazing how many people don't know that it's legal here. It's one of the few animals served that people really don't know about, including vegans, which is quite telling. Some of them were surprised.
Yeah, well, that's why we're trying to do some advocacy here via horses. That's why I started this radio show, was to advocate especially for horses and against horse slaughter, but also for wild horses and the fact that Canada still has wild horses as well.
Yes.
So how would somebody get involved with an upcoming protest?
Well, they could go to my page, Grass Toronto, but if they're interested in activism in general, there's Animal Rights Toronto, which is fantastic. We're really one community, and everything, including my events, are posted there. But they have, you know, bearing witness to animals, and there's Anonymous for the Voiceless, and just everything is posted on Animal Rights Toronto, and we certainly need more people involved.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you for what you're doing. It definitely is thought provocative, and it's kind of bringing light to a bigger picture.
Thank you. And to let you know, the thing about protest is it always involves outreach. So it's not just us protesting a restaurant and trying to shut them down, which, of course, to be honest, we would like to do. It's not so much shutting them down, it's converting them so that they're not serving dead animals, but it always involves outreach, which is essentially education. We're educating the public.
Yeah. Well, that's really the only way. And I mean, there's a lot of ignorance involved too, where I guess what I thought was most disturbing about the photo that was sort of trending a little bit was the man with the photo, best horse ever. Like, to be able to say that, it kind of made me think, you know, like, he's not aware of what horses go through to end up on somebody's plate, and how young horses can be, you know, pregnant mare actually go to slaughter.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of abuse in the industry, so...
There's abuse in all animal agriculture. It's never okay to exploit animals. And, you know, as terrible as it is to see someone laugh, it's better to trigger people and to get their emotions to come out, whatever it is. And it's not always acceptance initially, but you're still planting seeds. You're still getting them thinking. And apathy is the most dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. So people might scream at you. They might get angry. They might laugh at you, but you're planting seeds, and we need to do that because these animals are otherwise voiceless without our voices.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, thank you so much for taking time today to talk with me.
You're welcome.
Do you have any parting words?
Like I said earlier in the interview, I would like everyone to think about speciesism. I absolutely understand everyone's concern about horse meat. Obviously, I'm against it, or I wouldn't have been there standing up for the horses. But if people care about horses, please apply that to all animals. Let's fight for all animals. Let's end speciesism, because we should never, ever accept discrimination against any sentient being.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Marnie, I definitely will check out your Facebook page and your Instagram, and feel free to share it too on our Blue Sky Radio page. And we will speak with you again, and keep in touch.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that was Marnie, and we'll share out their pages. It definitely is a lot of things to think about for all of us, I believe. And I guess what I find most surprising about after I talked to Marnie is the fact that she is a vegan, and she protests, and she's recently found out about horses being on the menu, and how a lot of people who are vegans in Canada don't even know that horses are, legally eaten here. It kind of goes to show too how much room there is for advocacy. Some people say advocacy is like dead kind of thing, you know, like nobody, not useful anymore. But I don't think that's true. I think that there's still so much room to. Okay, so Catherine Betts sent me a link, and I'm going to read it. It's a paper. Let's see. It's via the Horse Welfare Alliance of Canada, promoting the humane handling of horses throughout all their life stages. It says, horses are livestock. Congress passes bill defining horses as livestock. American Horse Council, December 14th, 2018. Congress clarifies that horses are not pets and advances landmark livestock health measures. As the countdown to close, the 115th Congress heads to the final stretch on Wednesday, December 12. Congress passed the Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018, H.R. 2, sending the legislation to the president, who was expected to sign the bill into law this week. Horse industry highlights include a revised statutory definition that excludes equines from a blanket definition of pets and funding for key livestock and international market development programs through fiscal year. In the wake of extensive horse industry outreach, lawmakers struck language in the Senate version that defines horses as pets within the context of a pet and women safety measure. Industry requested that lawmakers delete horses from the proposed statutory definition of pets, but retain horses as a standalone category. So I guess they're trying to... It goes on here. A statement by the Horse Welfare Alliance of Canada. Throughout the Canadian equine sector of the livestock industry, and across governments, there are various definitions and interpretations of equine as livestock and or as companion animals that are creating confusion and may be resulting in a negative effect to the equine sector. Livestock is defined as animals raised in an agricultural setting. Equine can only be successfully and humanely raised in an agricultural setting. Regardless of what we do with our equine, the basic format and practices to race and rear are the same. Possibly we should appreciate what it takes to get a horse on the ground and the health and welfare of the animal throughout its life, not at what career or use it may have. So regarding the information about this, let's read the summary. Equine have long been considered livestock in the eyes of most Canadians and throughout the world. This does not prevent individuals from enjoying their equines as companion animals. This is a personal choice and privilege, just as it is the right of others to continue to respectfully care for them as livestock. Considering the Canadian population of equine animals to be in excess of 1 million, it is hereby submitted the number and or percentage of those equine used, trained, and or developed as pet companion therapeutic animals is less than 1% of the population, and therefore to declare all equine animals to be other than livestock misrepresents the livestock agriculture industry. Changing or amending the legal definition of all equines to companion animals under law will adversely affect the health and welfare of our equine population. Livestock owners and others are encouraged to voice an opinion that is based on fact and relative issues as opposed to emotion. The general classification of all or any part of the equine species as pet companion therapeutic animal is misleading, creates inconsistency, and places equine owners in an inequitable position within the agricultural industry. And we do know that the organization Horse Welfare Alliance of Canada is pro-slaughter. So they have gone through much trouble to define, again, the horse as a livestock because different categories apply then. Isn't that interesting? Wow. Well,